Welcome to the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast. I'm your host, Don Bishop, and I write as T.S. Pedramon. Today, I am here by myself. No guest to interview. Instead, I'm just going to talk to you about beta reading. And that's in the context of I have a book that I recently sent out to beta readers a couple of weeks ago, and I've gotten feedback now, but let's jump into what beta reading is. So basically I'm publishing a book and it is not yet published, but before it goes out to the world, I want to, you know, make sure that there's not any glaring, shortcoming that I'm overlooking, you know, and so I get other eyes on it. And you know, I kind of a test audience, as it were. So I sent this out there. If you're watching this live on YouTube right now, you can see the cover that I sent out to beta readers. I sent out an ebook, and I used BookFunnel as the platform, and they were able to download it onto their phones and just read it from there. Now, a couple of people did prefer to get the Word document or the text document, and so I gave that to them in Google Doc, and they put their input in there. They put their feedback, editing the document directly. So that's another way to look at it. Now, basically, a beta read, you need to realize, is not just, it's not as simple as having people read your book, because you're looking for feedback. You're looking for pointed feedback, not just, did you like it or not? Is it good or is it lousy? You want detailed feedback, as detailed as they're able to give you. But at the same time, you want to make it easy for them, because they're doing you a huge favor. And so the people that I sent it to and that sent me feedback, there's one or two stragglers still that hasn't given me feedback yet, but will. And a couple of people that haven't finished yet, but they gave me the feedback they have so far. Because I gave them a deadline, because I need the feedback back to me so that I can look at it and look it over and see if I need to make any changes to my manuscript, because that's what a beta read is for. And so that's where we are right now. Today is January 29th, 2024, and I am self-publishing under my own imprint of Grand Hill Media. I'm self-publishing my fantasy novel. It's my first book, and it will go live and available to the public on February 28th, 2024. And the book title is Forerunner. The series name is Nightshade Unicorn. And I can show you kind of a representative graphic. This isn't by any means the final thing, and I'll explain that in a second. But if you look at this is kind of a marketing graphic that I've been using just so that I can have something visual for people to look at when I talk about my work. So Nightshade Unicorn should be pretty obvious. There's a unicorn with dark fur. And then there's my main character. Her name is Alabva. This is in the YA space. So it's a YA epic fantasy. And, you know, she in the beginning of the book, she attends her town's coming of age ceremony, participates in that because she's now old enough. They do it kind of as a batch for the year. Anybody who is arriving at a certain age that year gets involved and gets included. So, a couple of weeks ago, I sent the manuscript out to beta readers. Was it 3 weeks ago? I think it was 3 weeks ago, but I sent it out to beta readers. I gave them 2 or 3 weeks, said, you know, let me know. Yeah. Yeah, that was it. So I said, hey, you know, let me know. Let's try to finish by this date. And it was 2 weeks, but I realized it's kind of a short time frame because people have busy lives. This wasn't a terribly long book. It's slightly longer than Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. So it's not a long book. And if you have the time available to you, you could read it in an afternoon, no problem. But people are busy. People are busy. And I know that for me, it's a sacrifice to give the time when I do a beta read for somebody else. So I recognize that they do that for me. And I thank them every opportunity I get because they are really helping me out. So, yeah, I sent them an email, and I'll read you some of the verbiage that I sent them. And everybody has kind of their own way of looking at beta reading. The thing is, it's not a round of editing. It's hypothetically, this book is ready for market, right? And so it's a distinct thing. So I said to them, I'm opening an email here. So the way I address them, I said you should receive an email from me soon via a service called Book Funnel. It'll have the link. You can download the ebook to your device and read at your convenience. Now maybe you've done a beta read before, but in case you haven't, it's important to know what I'm looking for. It's not about typos. If you spot one, let me know. But look at it like this. My goal is to publish a novel that both entices and fulfills. A reader should be drawn in, pulled through the book, and left feeling good, but wanting more soon. If my book doesn't do that, I'm interested in knowing that and knowing where the problems are so I can fix them. There are a few different ways to look at it. Some authors send out their beta reads in a Word doc with track changes turned on, and some even send out questionnaires. But this shouldn't feel like homework. So let's do this. Because the philosophy is the easier it is, the more people will finish it and get the feedback back to me. I could ask somebody, I could set up this amazing beta read system that will bring me back the feedback that's guaranteed to make the book a bestseller. But I'm probably not going to get anybody to go through the process of filling that out and giving that detailed feedback. So I said, let's do this. I'll give you a few questions to consider and a list of ABCs, and you have at it. So questions to consider. Does the story engage you? Is the pacing good? Do any sections drag? Are the characters interesting? Is the setting or the world interesting? Do the characters behave consistently or believably? Is there enough mystery throughout the story, or do I overexplain or reveal too much too soon? Is there anything missing? And okay, with that said, let's make it super easy with ABCs. The easier it is, the more of you will successfully get feedback to me. So while you're reading, just make a note somewhere if you really notice something that is awesome, boring, confusing, dumb, exciting, or that's just your favorite. One final thing, I ask them not to filter their feedback. I can apply whatever filters I want. I'm publishing my book, and I'm doing it myself. Nobody is a gatekeeper here. I'm going to publish what I want to, but I want to make sure it succeeds, so I'm asking other people's opinions, and I'm going to listen to them. So I want to know their opinions. I want to know their honest opinions. I don't want them to filter it. So I ask them to be open and honest. And I let them know I do have some insecurities about the book. I have some things that I think could probably be better. So their feedback might confirm it or might let me know that I don't need to worry about it or somewhere in between. And also, now let's get into how to treat beta reader feedback. When I get feedback from beta readers, which I have been receiving, and I've gotten on a call with three of them so far. Ideally it'd be a video call, but you know, technical things, sometimes it's not convenient for people. And my son is knocking on the door.
Hawthorne, estoy grabando, no puedo contestar ahora. Después, chico, okay? Estoy grabando, lo siento, juega con otro juguete. Lo siento.
That is why I locked the door. So Yeah, I've received some beta feedback, and I've talked to these people. I've received some beta feedback that I haven't looked at all yet, except that I let the sender know, like, thank you, and I'm going to dig into this next week. And, well, this week is next week, so I'm going to be digging into that stuff throughout this week and next week, and my hope is to be able to produce a finalized manuscript by the end of next week, and that will be approaching mid-February, and it'll be time for me to send it out to publish it to my Kickstarter backers, whereas then the public release will be at the end of February on the 28th. So yeah, now that I've received some feedback and I've kind of gathered it in, I can start correlating things and looking for commonalities. So if I have one person who complains about one thing and they say that I can't stand this book because of this thing, and everybody else, you know, comes back like, this is amazing. This is going to, oh, I can't believe, when are you going to write book two? Let me read it. But if there's just that one person complaining, I'm going to let them complain. And turns out they're not really my target audience. So that's one thing that you can learn. Another thing, well, my assumption is for every point that a reader makes, I'm going to reference a follow-up email I sent them later. If you can't or... Wait. So let me know whatever issues you might see might be. I won't be offended since I want the book to succeed, and I recognize that either, one, there are issues with the book, and I want it to succeed, so I should fix those things that you tell me that you found these issues. So that's possibility number one. Possibility number two is, well, you're not really my target audience. Maybe you read fantasy, and this is fantasy, but maybe you read like really super long series of adult fantasy, and this is YA, and it's not quite your genre. A possibility three is a combination of one and two. It could be like, maybe this isn't really your genre, but you make a good point there, and I should adjust that, massage it a little bit into proper shape. But I reserve the right for possibility four. I just plain disagree, and having carefully considered those first three possibilities, I am going to decide that, in my case, you're just wrong about this point. I think it works better and it fits my aesthetic to go ahead and do this thing, even though you made a good point. I guess that kind of falls in with possibility two, that they're not really my audience. So with one of the beta readers that I already did talk to, he made some good points, and I read his email and I'm like, wow, yeah, those are really good points. And then I talked to him on the phone, and kind of a mitigating factor for some of his points, but definitely not all, is he brought it up himself that C.S. Lewis wrote the Chronicles of Narnia, right? And that's fantasy. That's isekai, if you want to use some modern lingo that's being thrown around these days. It's probably not a modern word, but it's Japanese, and I don't speak Japanese, so I don't know that. But so he pointed out that Tolkien, J.R.R. Tolkien, wrote The Lord of the Rings, wrote these fantastic works of fiction that millions and millions of people love. He criticized The Chronicles of Narnia. He didn't like it. It wasn't his jam. He pointed out that Santa Claus, or Father Christmas, for our friends across the pond, and a faun existing in the same world just kind of is kind of a culture clash. The faun, that's like from, actually, I don't know if it is from Greek mythology, but it existed there. But you know, that's from mythologies of European cultures, whereas Santa Claus comes from the religious side of Christianity, and it's just kind of a clash of worlds there. So he didn't like that those two existed in the same world here in Narnia. But that is a very valid point. And yet, it worked. Millions of people love the Chronicles of Narnia. I like it. But he brought up a great point. Anyway, so setting that aside, as I look at beta reader feedback this week and next week, and I'm going to be going through point by point through everything that people sent me, I am aware that there are some commonalities. A few people are saying some of the same things. And so there are some things that I will massage. So if you're on my beta reader team, you haven't read the final version of the book because it doesn't exist yet. And that'll be interesting. And I really look forward to presenting the finished product to the world. I will still have insecurities about it. And I am just going to, you know, shoot my shot and let the market decide. And that's scary, but, that's what I'm going to do. And I guess that's publishing. By the way, so this is an in-between-isode. I'm to steal the word from Joanna Penn in the Creative Penn podcast. I am publishing this. It's live on YouTube right now, and it's Monday. It's not Thursday. Afterwards, I'm going to download the audio and I'll publish the audio in my RSS feed, the regular version of the podcast, if you will. But today, while we are still in January, because come Thursday it'll be February 1st, and my Kickstarter campaign will close. So this is kind of the last chance there if you want to go and check it out and support the Kickstarter. Right now we are at 215% funded. So, it's possible to cancel your pledge before a campaign closes, but I really don't see that many pledges canceling. So that I'm pretty confident that this is going to fund and I'm going to turn around and buy the full rights to the cover art. I wish I could show that to you right now. It's not mine yet. I've seen some of it, like the artist sent me something last week. I gave her my feedback, and she is one second. Yeah. Anyway, she's making some adjustments as I requested, and that'll be out soon. If not this week, then we're looking at next week. There's no great hullabaloo or anything that'll happen if she's a little late, but the nominal deadline is Monday of next week. But I think it's possible she might finish early, and that would be amazing. But yeah, go on over to Kickstarter.com and search for Nightshade Unicorn, or you can look in the description of this video. And there's a link in there. Or, you know, if you're listening to this on the RSS feed, it's in the show notes. So anyway, I guess I'm done. That's it for now. And I will, hopefully you'll hear the music when I play the outro here. I don't absolutely know that it's going to work. But, yeah, we'll see you next time on the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast.